Now, ladies and gentlemen,
it's that time.
It's time for Brittany J.
Yes, it's today. All right, so real quick, y'all, Jewels and Kimbella, they got married yesterday.
Wow, congratulations.
They just got engaged 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, whatever. So, you know, they had to do it because he's supposed to go in and do an event soon. So I get it. I respect it. Mm-hmm. He ain't want Kimbella unwedded with the fatty in these streets. He ain't want that happening. So, Cam, Ron, Jim Jones, Juju, Joe Budden, and Sin, they were there. Mano, Remy, and Pap were there. And Lil Kim was there looking real cute in the corner next to Joe. So this will be televised on Love & Hip Hop, obviously. So the crew was in the background of the videos. I was on everybody. Mano was there. I was on his Instagram.
Mano.
His girlfriend was there with the blonde hair. Like, they was lit. It was a good time. All right, so 50 Cent. Mm-hmm. He was awarded $30,000 from Tierra Marie. Remember that whole revenge porn case that happened?
Yeah,
when
she
was like, oh, you leaked in my boyfriend. Mm-hmm. I feel like it was fake, but whatever. So she sued 50 Cent and her ex-boyfriend for planning to sexually objectify, threaten, intimidate, humiliate, and degrade her. And she ended up losing and owing. Yeah. 50 Cent, since your money got to be longer than that if you're trying to beat 50 Cent in any type of lawyer case. You could have been 100% right, but his lawyers is more expensive, sis.
Yeah.
His lawyers is more expensive. You lost.
Yeah, 50 plays,
just by going up again.
He likes playing those games.
Like, listen, so you lost this. 50 wanted like 100,000, but she sued them first, so sis lost big time. I don't know how many bookings you got to get, but you better get them bookings up, sis.
Get them up.
He's coming for that coin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Teray is how you say his name, right? Okay, so he's a journalist that was featured in the Survivor R. Kelly docuseries. We saw a throwback clip of him asking him if he liked teenage girls, whatever.
Uh-huh.
So he's been making his rounds talking about R. Kelly. He's been accused of workplace sexual harassment.
Oh, what?
Listen, like the pot quarter in the kettle and the kettle and the pot in the pot and the quarter in the kettle and the kettle. That's what Martin said. So anyway, he was doing an interview about Robert Pied Piper Kelly, and someone jumped in the comments and said, but Teray, you used to sexually harass me.
Oh.
That word. That's what they said. They said, hold on. I thought I wrote it. They sounded like me. So then she kept going in. She said that he was asking her to do backdoor activities. He want to know how she looked at it naked. And she said he wanted to know if she had sex over the weekend. And he said he wondered what it would look like to have sex with her. This is what she said that he had
said. Oh, Teray, you nasty,
Teray,
nasty.
You a nasty boy. You a nasty boy, Teray. So then sis gave us the receipts.
Uh-oh.
She wasn't just talking. She was about this life. She was waiting for this moment, okay? The light shined down, and she was ready to go. So she sent a bunch of, it was a bunch of DMs between the two of them, 2017. Mm-hmm. 2017. That's because I think it happened 2016, 2017, whatever. So in the messages, she was like, she told him what he did, and like she said, she was not the only girl that he harassed. And so she basically kind of warned him, like, there's somebody that I know is going to work with you, and she's not just going to pet you to the side. She's not just going to tell you to F off. Like, it's going to be problems. So, and what he said back, he said a whole lot, but he basically said, I love you. I was always kidding. And he seemed remorseful in the messages. He said, it's no longer funny to him. Please. And then he said at the end, please don't talk badly about me. I'm so ashamed to think of that happening. So that to me tells me that all you was worried about was your name getting out there. Blah, 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 blah. So yeah, it's looking real nasty. He did another apology saying he was in a different place and it was never with his intention to be like sexual harassment, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So we gonna see how this goes. I don't know if she's gonna take any action against him, but pot calling a kettle with a kettle with a pot. Yeah. So one more thing about R. Kelly. This dude is reportedly suffering from panic attacks, serious enough that he needs medical attention. But with everything going on with the surviving R. Kelly situation, now he's suffering panic attacks. But you was in the club getting lit. It might be a high blood pressure situation because you was drinking too much.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, the Hennessy calmed the nerves.
I'm saying he's talking about he having panic attacks. I think somebody lying because he was just lit the other day. You had a panic attack after you woke up sober.
I believe him.
You believe him? I mean, I'm
you
listening.
Can't even turn the T. You can't go on social media. You can't do nothing to see yourself.
Then the next thing we're going to see is, he had to go get some fancy pills from Africa, and that's why he left the country.
And he gone.
I can't believe he ain't gone already.
Right. Well, did he leading up to it? I'm having panic attacks. America is just doing too much.
You got to go to DeVito's house. Apparently, that's where the party's at.
He about to expatriate. It's fine. He might as well.
All right. So we good?
That's it for the T. That's all I got. That's it.
All right. That being said, Your word for the hour is coming up next.
What
keep
is it
right
what
here.
Is it,
it's
what
hot.
Is it, what is it?
WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the big man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.